Lily, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
No problem. I'm very happy to share my experience with you.
Great. To start off, can you tell me when you first arrived in Sydney?
Yeah, I came to Sydney in early 2024. It happened to be the peak period of the new semester.
Okay, was it easy to find housing at the time?
To be honest, finding a place was really hard for me at that time. When I first arrived, I started going to inspections and submitting applications. But agents tell me that having local rental history or a job reference would help. But I had just arrived, so I didn't have anything. So I spent 2 weeks looking, and finally, I could only rent a small room at a really high price.
Okay, that sounds very difficult. Maybe did you try applying for any government housing support, like the NARS program?
Yeah, I actually looked into NAS and even tried applying. But I found that the number of places were too limited. It's really hard to get into those programs.
Okay, the next I want to ask, have you seen the news? Some claims that international students are exacerbating the rental crisis.
Sure, I had seen those comments, and I have to admit that I felt pretty upset at the time. It's unfair.
What do you think about this?
I think international students are already a vulnerable group. Our rental situation is often worse than locals or even most other migrants. We are under the same pressure from high rents, so why are we the ones getting blamed?
Okay, have you or your friends ever experienced unfair treatment while renting?
Yeah, some of my friends told me that their landlord suddenly raised the rent or changed the terms.
Could you tell me how did you deal with it?
Actually, most people don't speak up because they are afraid it might affect their visa or they could get kicked out. And we're not familiar with the system here. Most of us don't even know where to go for help. So, a lot of the time, we just stay quiet and deal with it. We don't feel like we really have a choice.
Okay, that's all. Thanks again for being so open and honest. I really appreciate you sharing your experience.
No problem. Thanks for listening.